This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
I find it interesting.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell. Glad to have you listening on a Wednesday. We got Coach Arthur Smith coming up 5 o'clock today. Mike and I will get a chance to visit with our head football coach. And there's a lot of work to do. And they're putting it in, and we will see what the result will be on Sunday. The question for me is, can you fix a majority, because it's not going to all be fixed, the majority of the things that were wrong on Sunday against the Eagles. Mike, I don't know if you heard this or not, but apparently Nick Sirianni showed his team of a video of him playing basketball as part of his motivation. I don't know, you know, what that meant. I don't know if guys responded to it. But, you know, it gets back to the quirky things that we keep hearing about Nick Sirianni. We're past the Eagles. If we see them again, that means we're both playoff teams and, you know, some special things have happened. But
I mean, we clowned the guy and he came in here and they whipped our butts.
I mean, well, he called aggressive plays. I mean, he was a very aggressive play caller. But, Mike, his talent was better on Sunday.
So no, his offensive line is obviously, I mean, that's a really good offensive line. I mean, to the point where Dante Fowler basically humiliated on the Brian Baldinger breakdown. We've already talked about, you know, a 4-3. Now we get a 3-4. And we've talked about the things now that in the communication things and how do you work in space and how are these guys going to pick that up when they struggled against two big fire breathers inside, two more big fire breathers inside with Tampa Bay, a team which, as you said, Carl, we shut down, saw them shut down the Cowboys. And obviously Dak Prescott's line was able to give him time to throw the football. Can the line do the same thing on Sunday? It's a big ask.
It is. So Arthur Smith is on the way. Hey, tonight it's Atlanta United. And join Atlanta United this Friday, guys, September 17th from 5 until 8 at El Torso for a special Five Stripes Friday brought to you by Jägermeister. Nice. It's the official shot of the Atlanta United, guys. Atlanta United's official shot. So for more details, visit ATLUTD.com and that's /5stripes for more information about Friday. But you can definitely check that out and more events as we move closer to the end of the season. More things will be going on. I just hope we're a playoff team, Mike. And, you know, we talked to Darren Eales about this yesterday. I believe they can get there. Again, we're only a point away from, what, the seventh spot. But if we want a home match, which is what we'd love to have, we got to be in that fourth spot in the East.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's just exciting to see the kind of soccer, if you're a soccer fan, if you weren't and you were a guy that was on the fence and the style brought you in, this is the style we're used to. Looking good, in control, lots of great scoring opportunities, guys doing some really magical things. We talked about Araujo. By the way, I tried to order the jersey. I couldn't get the accent over the A there on the jersey, you know, the way, you know, Araujo.
You could not?
Yeah, here's the thing. I'm going to order this jersey, and then next year he'll be a single-digit number. And then, Chris, by the way, this will be your Christmas present. You'll have a new United jersey come Christmas time. Because that's, Craig, your predecessor's probably got six of my Atlanta United jerseys, because anytime I buy a jersey for someone, like I got a Jürgen Damm jersey, a Dom jersey, and he ain't worth a damn. Yeah. But anyway, yeah. But the point I'm getting to, you're right, a lot of skill. This is a team on paper we should beat, but I like what Pineda, our skipper, is saying, that, hey, there's no margin for error. Every game has got to be won down the stretch.
All right, coming up, you'll hear what Alex Anthopoulos told us yesterday. Very interesting comments from our general manager. As the Braves lose last night, they're back at it tonight, and we'll preview that game coming up around the yard a little bit later on. And we will go behind enemy lines today as well, 5:20 down in Tampa. Rick Stroud will tell us what the deal is with this Tampa team. We know they're good, but, you know, as they look to us, what are they talking about and what's going on down there in Tampa? We'll find out at 5:20. Right now, let's get to an NFL Blitz!
Welcome to the NFL.
With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
All right, so everybody's talking about the Packers and what happened with the Packers and Aaron Rodgers, how bad he played. So Matt LaFleur, the coach, basically said, humble yourself. We got humble.
Unfortunately, sometimes in this league, you get humbled. And certainly we got humbled. And like I said, it's about how we respond to that, how we come back to work, how we stay together and get ready to play against a team that I know is going to be really hungry coming in here.
So, Mike, do they respond? Do they bounce back this week?
Yeah, too much talent not to, right? I mean, they better had. If you got Davante Adams on your team, you're going to need some action right now, aren't you?
Well, and I do think they bounce back, by the way. Packers, it's the Monday night game. It's Lions at Packers. Now, that's always interesting.
Lions gave the 49ers lot more, I think, than some people expected. We saw the debut of Penei Sewell. Obviously, we've got a lot of people writing off Jared Goff in this new locale. So, be a chance for them to get some exposure because you rarely see the Lions on national television other than Thanksgiving. So, they'll be juiced for it. But I would think Aaron Rodgers and company are not going to put two clunkers on tape 2 weeks in a row.
Goff threw it 57 times. Now, they were down bad early in this game, but then he threw three touchdowns. I mean, he kind of let them back.
The 49ers had to wake up again at the end. You're right.
They did. So, I think they'll bounce back as well. But it's interesting. They got humbled. I think there was a lot of drama going on, and they weren't ready. I think all the conversation, there was very little conversation about football in Green Bay this offseason. So when you talk about all the Aaron Rodgers drama, you know, and I'm not taking away from his greatness, but just like with our Falcons, and I said we should play in the preseason, and you guys said no, I think there was a lot of just other stuff happening. That's a different team. They were on the cusp of getting to the Super Bowl, but everybody just thought they'd show up and it'd be okay. And then they get clobbered in week one. So, yeah, it was maybe a wake-up call for them. It's Dukes and Bell. It's our NFL Blitz, guys. Mike Hard Knocks, we love it. Do you love it enough to have it in season?
Yes. I've always thought the NFL's got the money where if you wanted to do it on NFL Network and pay, would you, just for argument's sake, would you pay to have that access? Coaches would not want to do it. Coaches hate that. I just love
it. Would they bleep out anything? I get to hear everything.
I mean, there'd be some aspects of a practice they wouldn't want on tape, but
yeah.
I just thought it shows. I mean, when it's really good and there's some dysfunction on a team, like the Browns one was one of the best ones ever. That one was fantastic. The Cowboys years ago with Dave Campo, you knew that team was going nowhere, right? And then you see ones like with Smitty. And remember, they always the first thing you saw, and for guys that are younger, you might not remember, it's like it starts off with the meeting room. They're saying the Falcons are soft. The Falcons aren't tough.
Bull spit.
And I'm paraphrasing. And now we're going to be tough. But it showed you what's going on and how you can't manufacture that. You just got to draft some badasses and they'll be badasses. You can't turn guys that aren't badasses into badasses. It just doesn't work. So that was kind of showed you what we weren't. I love it because the camera doesn't lie. But when you get into something like we just saw with the Cowboys, it was like five episodes of PR for I want to go buy a timeshare at the Star, which is the giant practice facility in Frisco. I got nothing, really. I learned nothing from this team. Did you?
No.
Jerry's getting old and realizes his life is not going to last very long. I'm not trying to be miserable about it, but he starts to cry over everything.
Yeah.
I mean, Jerry was crying, eating a Whataburger, for crying out loud. He knows he's got to get this thing to the Super Bowl again.
Yeah.
But that's about all I learned.
It was not that intriguing from a player perspective. Zach and Deke are tight. Okay, we knew that. Maybe you didn't.
I mean, I like Dak more than I did, right?
Okay, yeah. I mean, well, there was a personal side to Dak that allowed you to feel like, okay, you know what? He is a cool guy. There's no air about him. There's no, you know, anything that makes you feel like he's a jerk.
Nothing phony.
Yeah, so that. But beyond that, there just weren't any intriguing stories. But here's the deal. So Hard Knocks, all right, and if you have Amazon, they have a show called All or Nothing. Now, I've watched this series. Mm-hmm. And they're talking about Hard Knocks now being in season, an in-season product. What teams will agree? We don't know how this will play out, but that's what they're talking
about. Would you pay a premium? Would you pay $19 a month to get this every week for your Falcons? If you're a Falcons fan, for instance, would you do that? Or 10? Because they're not going to give it away.
No.
I've always thought the NFL's
$5.99. I'll get it.
You're a big shot. You can write it off.
I'll get it.
Hey, we're already in for a penny, in for a pound with the stupid PSLs. Another $20? I'm just saying, I love the access. And I want to know I'm going to continue to get that access. Some coaches, as you said, would push back. But, yeah, it's kind of neat. Florida State did it on Showtime. Other schools have done it. Remember Showtime had a season with .. I think 1 year it was Notre Dame. I love that. Having that access to Florida State that year. I think it was Jimbo's last good year.
Yeah. Well, there's word going around, guys, that they're not allowed to show with the new NFLPA agreement the cutting of players on camera anymore. So that's going to be a huge issue for Hard Knocks and why they might want to move it into the season.
We didn't see that, though, this time.
We saw
guys
get the practice squad. We didn't see them get cut. We saw them retained by the organization.
That's right.
Nobody got cut on Hard Knocks.
If you go back, it used to be a big part of the last episode or so, Mike, where that they call the coach, call him in, and you see in the office. We didn't see that. All right. Interesting, Chris. All right. We'll see where it goes. I'm a fan. I'm with Mike on this, and I'll probably end up doing it.
Saquon Barkley listed as questionable for Thursday Night Football. Quick turnaround against the WFT, Washington football team. He's going to try to attempt, Carl, to play for the second time in 4 days off that major knee injury. Barkley, they think, is going to play, they're saying, up in New York. Joe Judge has said that he'll be ready, but he's still listed as questionable, which is a raise some eyebrows for the Giants. And again, WTF looking for a quarterback. They say they're committed to Taylor Heinicke.
And they should be. He sparked them last week. They almost came back and won the game. So, if Fitzpatrick doesn't get hurt, what happens? I don't know. But I'm with them. I'd roll the. Listen, you like this kid. You paid him. Let's see what he's got. Huh? I mean, that's – I agree with the coaching staff there, because everybody was talking about Cam Newton coming in because of Ron Rivera. I still don't think that's going to happen. And the way things are going, if you're not getting picked up this early in the season, what makes you think somebody's going to pick him up in week 10?
Right.
And Washington scored 16 points against the Chargers, in case you're looking for comparable scores. And the Broncos held the Giants just 13 points at MetLife Stadium.
Hey, Travis Kelce was on the Manning broadcast. We were talking about that on Monday Night Football. If you missed this part, this is pretty funny. They were talking about the Chiefs' schedule and how difficult, because they've got the Ravens coming up. Ravens might start out 0-2, but Travis Kelce was like,
We play the Raiders, obviously, twice a year, and then we're playing Baltimore here soon. So, I mean, I'm looking at everything. I'm trying not to, get too technical with it, just because we got the Chargers, I believe, this week. Actually, I don't even know. I think we might even play Baltimore next week. I'm lost in the season already.
Well, again, it's in case you're wondering how focused like a laser Travis Kelce is.
he was all over the place with that.
Chiefs do play the Ravens, by the way, Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, I think. Now, here's what we don't think about, and that is that the Saints are battling COVID. Eight members of the organization testing positive, calling into question their status for Sunday's game. Mike, Adam Schefter put this out there Tuesday. We talked a little bit about it. I don't know if this is going to, guys are going to be out. I think the policy is in place. And, again, negative test results 24 hours apart, NFL protocols, they should be fine. Should be.
Right. I just saw a press release that our buddy Jim Trotter from SI just posted.
Yeah.
This is kind of funny. I don't want to run this by you. Apparently, the Cardinals halftime show next week is going to be Naughty by Nature. A little OPP.
Okay.
All right. So
you know me.
I'm just saying, if we continue to struggle, and I'm hoping we bounce back and do something, there's some positives we can talk about after Tampa
Bay. What, do you want to talk about the halftime shows now?
I think we need to bring Bone Crusher back in Young Bloods, Carl. I think we need to really go down this road. I think we need to have a profanity-laced halftime show like we did back in the old days of 2003 when the Falcons were as street can be. Who's with me? I think we should get, I ain't never scared. I want Bone Crusher get his shirt off, scare the kids, and let's energize this thing. I'm down with that.
Here's what's crazy about Naughty by Nature, like the kids have bought in, to some of that music that, like, if you grew up on that music, you're like, that music was hot. What are you talking about? Like, that's not pop. You know what I mean? Right. But now you get these artists that are in their late 40s and they're doing shows.
I think Bone Crush is like 50, but I still hear it in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the thing. And it's just like, man, I saw a picture of Naughty by Nature. They were selling some kind of merchandise or something. Right. And I was like, damn, I'm getting old. Because, you look at them and you're like, man, I remember, like, that was hot. So, anyways.
Speaking of intimidation tactics, guys, did you guys see the video that went viral yesterday from the game last weekend?
No.
There was a woman probably about 30 years old.
Oh, I was going to have this in guy talk, Chris. But anyway, go ahead.
She was enjoying herself what looked to be a marijuana product.
Some people
the stadium.
Saying it was a Swisher Sweet that was lumpy.
So, usually Swishers are loaded with something.
Well, somebody, to me.
From my experience.
It looked like a Swisher Sweet that had been loaded up. That's what it looked like to me. Okay. It was, you know what I'm saying? That's how you throw your stuff in your Swisher Sweet. Anyway, this chick looks like she was in I don't want to say the section where we gave away tickets for, but it looked to be on the angle off the one of the corners of the end zone based on the camera.
Well,
but she's smoking, and people are like, "What?" I mean, and it must have been agreeable to people because nobody narked her out. Just somebody took a video of it.
Yeah, I mean, what were they going to tell her? Things were going bad for the Falcons. Don't smoke.
You know what?
She needed to take the edge off. I mean,
security,
come on.
Remember, guys, security comes in. You just say, yo, man, I got the glaucomas real bad. Hey, one last nugget for fantasy owners. Odell Beckham will not play against the Texans, according to the Browns. So
something's up there, man.
Yeah, man. No,
something's up.
OBJ. So, yeah, interesting. He's been ruled out against the Texans. Stefanski's told the media today.
Didn't play last week.
Right.
Something's up. I don't know what it is. Something's up. NFL Blitz brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Center. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Coming up, Double A stopped by yesterday. He said some interesting things to Mike and I. One of them, maybe the most interesting thing. You'll hear it coming up. It is Dukes and Bell. Coming up 4 o'clock, we're going to talk to Connor Riley, K. Connor Riley from Dog Nation. And we'll get the latest on what's going on with this Georgia quarterback situation. It is one of the big stories we're following because we just don't know. And I'm fine, Mike, saying that we don't know what the circumstances are because, again, Kirby hasn't come out and said, here's what the situation is. But we put up a poll today asking you guys how worried you are about the UGA quarterback situation. There's a chance that Stetson might not play, depending on what the injury is on Saturday. No excuses. This is one of your choices. Next man up. 47% of the folks who said that. So that means even if that means Carson Beck plays, I said earlier, I don't trust him. I don't know what he is. You guys keep telling me he can spin it. I'd like to see it. The next choice, not with an easy schedule, not worried with an easy schedule. 34.9% of the folks who have voted said that.
That's how I voted, by the way.
Okay.
You get South Carolina, and we talked about their limitations, and then Vandy the following week.
Worried about Carson Beck, 5% voted that way. And worried, period, need JT, 11%. So most Dog fans right now, in the polls at Dukes and Bell 929, go vote. Most Dog fans, Mike, no excuses. They don't want to hear it.
Right.
We're good enough. I don't care who plays quarterback. That's what they're saying.
But it was like one of the narratives this offseason, as we talked about the Clemson game for like 5 months, but was, hey, this is the year where Kirby's got everything in place as far as the support system and quarterback, right? Right?
He did, yes.
I mean, this is where we Vandegrift, Beck, and we didn't even mention Bennett. We just assumed Bennett would just be there being the good dog that he's been forever. But, you know, and Kirby, I understand why Kirby went with him. But, you know, but when you go back and look at the numbers, they gave Carson Beck a chance to do some things. And, you know, there wasn't much there, you know. So I understand that it's a tiny sample size, but it was still, he had 10 throws, you know, and he threw a pick, and it wasn't great. And he was missing guys. So he's got, to your point, he's got to get better. Because he's supposed to be, I don't know what happened his senior year, Carl. Again, my contacts at Mandarin High School said they lost some skill position players that last senior year. But the kid threw some crazy numbers up his junior season. So we'll see. Meanwhile, then you got other guys out there that are hitting us up on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. They want to skip immediately to Brock Vandegrift and see what he can do.
Well, I would too, but I don't think that's the plan.
No. The idea was, I would think, to maintain redshirt status. And but maybe hope you won't have to use him. But Beck... Hey, it's just one outing. For whatever reason, he did not respond, and he'll hopefully get another opportunity.
All right. More on this coming up with Connor in about 35 minutes.
All right.
Let's talk baseball, because Double A stopped by yesterday. If you missed the entire interview, it's online at Odyssey.com, guys. And we're talking about Alex Anthopoulos, Braves general manager. So let's hear him talk about the rotation, because after last night, and understand, going into yesterday, he was talking about, you know, if you hear him mention Tookie, he said this is an important start for Tookie. Okay, now that start has happened, and Mike and I said he's driving me nuts. But this is what Alex Anthopoulos, when we asked him about the rotation status now and moving forward, how does this thing look?
Yeah, we have 4 guys right now that are locked in with Anoa, Anderson, Fried, and Morton, and we've had a ton of off days. Right, we had the 2 off days a little while ago, then we had an off day again, and we've had to move some things around in the rotation. Tookie had been throwing the ball well, and then the last start was, you know, as inconsistent and as it was off as I've seen him since he's been back. Now, you know, hard to explain that. It could have been Colorado. No one other than Charlie really threw the ball great in Colorado. You know, his rotation spot staying on the routine is a little bit thrown off. So I'll be very curious to see how he does tonight, because he'll finally have had a normal side. Not thrown out of the bullpen, knew he was going to start. And just being able to get back into a routine, I'm hoping, and I think we all are, that we see the guy that we saw early in the year when he came came back. So, you know, Drew had an up-and-down year for us, and he had a really good stretch for us where, and I, you know, when I see the broadcast when we're on the road, I think we were 12-2 in his last 14 starts, and I think he was 7-0 in terms of just his wins. And so we won a lot out of his games, and, you know, he obviously hasn't thrown the ball as well as he did last year. His velocity is not the same. You know, hard to explain it, but, you know, he's certainly done everything we've asked of him. He's been able to take the ball, and he's been a big help in terms of being able to win games. But right now, we're going with the hot hand.
Which is what you kind of have to do. And as you said earlier, Carl, there's only a couple more days where you have to worry about a five-man rotation with some days off. Remember, wasn't it just a few weeks ago we were talking about a six-man rotation to keep everybody fresh?
We were.
And then Smiley. And then, by the way, Hinoa, he's lost three of his last four starts, just two earned runs in his last one. But, again, he never seems to go more than six innings. But he's a guy you and I both have confidence in to do better. Meanwhile, Kyle Wright has been the latest guy who, you know. But doesn't it seem like you and I, it's Groundhog Day when we talk about the Braves and the pitching? Now, we do. Alex is right. You got four guys you feel comfortable in. But isn't it funny how for the last three seasons, going back to 18, you know, you're up next. Tukey out. Newcomb out. Okay, Jacob Webb out. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's got your shot. You know, so that was like, you know, Mueller back down to the minors. Kyle Wright up. You're done. Out. So let's hope that, you know, and I don't know if it's an organizational thing that these guys are not getting the instructions, because Tukey looked great in his first three outings, and then he went right back to all his stupid bad habits that you and I talked about earlier.
He did. And for me, I think I'm upset. There are guys who pitch and you go, he's just not that talented, and he's giving you everything he can. Then there are guys like Tukey who you see the potential, you see the stuff, and he's shown it to us. I mean, and then you go, okay, now I need you to put it together. So that's the part, Mike. And when you put it together, it just can't be once every seven starts. It's got to be today and the next time I see you and every fifth day after that, that you're going to be able to put it together. Now, everybody's going to have a bad game or a couple of innings. But the problem is now you go back, as Mike just said, three times, last three outings, and you go back and you go, okay, so this is who you are? Because you're not being consistent. And that's what's really hurting him. So I mentioned this, you know, earlier after the game when he was like, when are you getting your next start? Somebody asked him, and he was like, I don't care, and I don't know when. Just give me the ball. Don't be mad now. Like, seriously, you're getting these opportunities, and you're not grabbing it.
Right.
So,
and you know, we're talking about the Rockies. Now, in their house, different set of circumstances. But on the road, only the Pirates are worse on the road in Major League Baseball. The Rockies are tied for the second worst record on the road. So let's not be losing games to these guys at home. You know, that's not the way this is supposed to work. The good news is, though, the Phillies did lose last night, so you don't lose any ground. And now I think the magic number is, what, 15? Is that right?
Yeah. Yep.
So let's keep on.
Yeah, 15, that's right, after last night. All right, here's the other one. It's Dukes and Bell. We're talking about our conversation with Alex Anthopoulos yesterday. And you want to know about Freddie. Everybody wants to know about Freddie. We want to know about Freddie. Mm-hmm. So we asked AA, what's up with Freddie?
Show me the money.
I hear you.
No, that's right. No, I'd say, you know, I've always been the same way with this. I know I saw the report last week, and again, you know, I don't think it's any secret that he wants to stay. We want to keep him. You know, you need more than that to get a deal done. You know, getting a deal done, there's a lot more involved than we want you. You want to stay. And I'm always going to be optimistic, but again, until a deal's done or someone reports a deal's done, you know, I understand we're going to continue to get asked. I'll get asked. He's certainly going to be asked. But, you know, I'm probably, you know, going to continue to say the same thing. I wish I could say more, is that we want to keep him. There's no doubt about that. He fits our team perfectly. On base, contact, left-handed bat, durable, tremendous on and off the field. Longtime Brave, Hall of Famer, checks every box. I mean, for me as a GM, he's as complete a player as you're going to find in terms of on-field and off-field and just and being available and so on. So we want to keep him. I mean, and he's been very clear. He's been quoted on it many times. This is where he wants to be. This is where he wants to play. Playing for one team is important to him. Playing in Atlanta is important to him. You know, and so the question is, hey, why isn't it done? You know, because sometimes big deals and big negotiations take time. And we work hard to keep those things quiet. But my hope is that there'll come a time when we get a release out and that he stays a Brave for a long time.
We also spoke to Alex, speaking of money, Carl, and I asked him the question that, again, he really can't answer it directly, but I tried, about the perception about Liberty not letting him spend the way maybe he should spend, the size of where we are in the market and everything else. But he said there was some uncertainty about what was, you know, what was going to happen post-COVID with the money, which if that was the Liberty, you know, media line, okay, but it's just frustrating. We had to, you know, we couldn't get Duvall, then we wind up Duvall back. We couldn't get Melanson. And, you know, Melanson does some good things. And he kind of leveled off a little bit for the Padres. But now the money's got to be there for Freddie, because I do think the fan base would just go bananas, right? Fan base would turn on him, you know, get Freddie back in here.
Yeah.
And I just don't take Freddie for granted. He's never had a chance to shop around like this before.
No. And, you know, listen, I'm not going to tell you there are sacred players, because this day and age they just aren't. I mean, we know that. Julio is a prime example in different circumstances. But I would be willing to tell Braves fans that there are enough smart people in the organization who understand what Freddie has meant and how well he's played. It'd be another story. If he hadn't played well, we'd be talking about something different. This guy's been great. And you just heard Alex Anthopoulos talk about all the things he is and what he isn't. So I think because of that, if it's going to take an extra $20 million, and I'm being serious about this, then that's what it takes. This is a guy you have to bring back and sign. So this is a unique situation, not as if you're going to get a free agent who's not connected to the organization, a guy who's been with you through the thick and thin.
And hey, so what's the Dukes and Bell position on this? $30 million for five, 150?
I think he's seeking five. I think they want to give him four.
Okay, but if you get the designated hitter in the National League, I mean, just even if you're a cold-hearted bastard and you don't want to keep Freddie around, you could still use him as a DH, which he would be perfect for.
Yeah, I do agree with you, and I think it's coming back. I think MLB is going to bring it back.
Not that he shows any signs of slowing down offensively or defensively.
We will see, guys. That's AA Alex Anthopoulos. Go check out the full interview online at Odyssey.com. We're talking dogs at 4 o'clock, but when we come back, Yeah Man, No Man on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is Dukes and Bell, Atlanta United in action tonight, guys. Coming up, 6:30 pregame.
Vamos, Atlanta!
As Mike and I will step aside for Mike Conti and Jason Longshore for the pregame kicks at 7. And a quick reminder, football's back, man, which means picks, which means the Rocket Mortgage 2021 Pro Football Pick'em. Text the word picks, P-I-C-K-S, to 203-57. I'll post this on Twitter as well and on social media so you guys can get it, because some guys were hitting me up yesterday wanting to get in on this. You can win $1,000 each week, $10,000 at the end of the season. No lineups, no point spread. Just go pick them. And it's a lot of fun, man. Rocket Mortgage 2021 Pro Football Pick 'em. Had a good week last week. Hopefully I can keep it going. Let's get to Yeah Man, No Man.
Man.
It's time for Yeah Man, No Man.
Kind of makes me wonder why the hell so many people are trying to tell me to slow down. Seems like I should be shutting the hell up and enjoying the show.
He's 6'1".
Not really.
From Florida.
Kennesaw State.
And gives rapid-fire questions. It's the executive producer of the Dukes and Bell Show, Bo Morgan.
All right, Bo, I already see you out there arguing with dog fans, talking about the quarterback situation. I see you.
You know what? This is like the freaking Twilight Zone. I've got Georgia fans telling me, oh, yeah, without Daniels, we can't even beat Florida. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? You should, like, The Florida team that I've watched the first 2 weeks, they're going to get destroyed by Georgia's defense. Emory Jones, every second half, he decides to throw like two or three. His stat line, a touchdown, two interceptions. Touchdown, two interceptions.
So, against, but what's been his problem? I thought he was supposed to be the answer down there.
Well,
what's the deal?
I think he's got everything he needs. He just makes really bad decisions at the times with the ball. And it almost – I kind of call it like the Cam Newton syndrome, where he can throw the ball 70 yards on a dime. But then the little out pass or the little 10-yard slant, he's highly inaccurate on at times. Now, Anthony Richardson, holy smokes. I mean, it's kind of funny. He's wearing number 15, but that dude's 6'4", 240, and runs like a deer. He hit like 21 miles an hour on the run that he pulled his hamstring on last week. And he even tweeted, I'd have hit 22, but I felt my hammy tighten up at the 50. And that was like an 80-yard touchdown run.
Wow. Okay.
So if he can get healthy, but Mullen keeps saying, I'm playing both quarterbacks. Mm. Anthony Richards made a play in the game that you guys probably didn't notice, and that's the reason why he's not starting.
Okay.
So Dan Mullen kind of being the smartest guy in the room with that kind of comment, but there's clearly something he's seeing that he's not loving.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I the reason why I'm asking, guys, Florida's still Florida. They're going to show for the dogs. Even in down years, we've seen them, you know, play well and in some cases win, but it's early in the season. But, yeah, I saw the arguments going back and forth. We're talking about Georgia's quarterback, which got a lot of guys hitting us up. So I saw Bo in the middle of that, and that's what got us to this Florida question. Let's get to Yeah Man, No Man. What's going on?
Where else would I be? In the middle of things.
Right.
Real quick, want to give a shout-out. I picked up my flip card for the game on Sunday from my FedEx store. And Danny from the FedEx store here in Woodstock, big Dukes and Bell listener.
Hey, what up, Danny?
Does he know what's that FedEx on? Driver got that lady's cat back in Indiana? We had that story yesterday. And
they got it back? They got it back?
I don't know. As far as I know, Carl, the cat's still missing.
Okay.
I don't know. Danny's just he's a store manager here locally. So, yeah, he's a big listener. He was talking about – he was like, well, what do you need this for? And I was telling him. He's like, 92.9? I go, yeah. What's your name? I told him, he's like, oh, now I know your face. I was like, yeah, you'll see me once a week for the next 6 months. So.
Hey, by the way, just real quick, did you want to bet the Alabama-Florida game, Bo?
You're going to give me 50 points?
No, I'll give you 14.
It's going to take more than 14. I've watched Florida and Alabama both
play. Is that
play.
The spread, Mike?
14 and a half right now.
At home. That.
Opened at
give
15, just down a hook right now. Over-under is 59 and a half, so 60. So,
hey, speaking of Alabama,
40-20, and you cover, Carl, for the kids who can't do math.
I know. That's still.
And you get the over.
I know. That'd be a win. That'd double win.
Yeah. And that's probably, look, I'm a homer at times. I've been accused.
Right.
I don't. If the Florida that just came out in the second half of the last 2 weeks shows up and the Bama that showed up against Miami in the first week show up,
right,
it might look more like Alabama-Miami than it did Alabama-Florida last year in that SEC title game. Which, by the way, Florida probably played them the best of anybody last year.
True. Good point.
Look, but it's a good segue because Nick Saban apparently has a favorite saying that he likes to use, and the media, you know, the rat poison in Tuscaloosa, they asked Jordan Battle what Nick Saban's favorite saying was.
Do you have a favorite saying that Saban has, one of his little coaching, you know, quips he has?
He has so many, but there are a few I like. And he always talking about touch D's or suck on.
Okay. All right, Nick.
Too funny.
Yeah, man.
So if you guys had to say what, you know, if somebody said, what's your favorite saying that you use, what would you guys go with?
I cuss too much. I know my mom used to, before she passed away, that was one of her things. Stop cussing so much. I don't know. I couldn't, nothing I could say on the air. How about you, Carl?
It begins with MF. That's what I know. That's pretty much where I'm at.
See,
where it goes after that, I can't tell you, but that's where it's at.
That's funny because it's anything foul. I'm about like Mike. Me and Mike get together and none's ears bleed because we just
that's true.
Say some foul stuff.
Yeah, I do cuss a lot. I was cussing the other day during the Falcons game. I had to watch it in the upper. Look, there's no kids around in the immediate area, Carlo, 342, as I was watching this debacle unfold.
I know.
Getting
man.
Out the refs. Because we had, like, by the way, I know we're cutting into Squid's time, but there were two ridiculous play, those pass interference on guys away from the ball that had nothing to do with anything. One for Hayden Hurst, right? One was Ridley Squid. And when I went back and watched the game yesterday or Monday, nothing of that had anything to do with the play, and the refs were really ticky-tack.
Bless. Touch D's or suck on.
Hey.
We'll ask Coach about that. I'm sure he'll want to talk about that and lose $25,000, Carl.
Well, you know what? The fact that you brought that up, if you go, and I know you just saw it, Ridley's was after the catch.
Correct.
It was unbelievable they called it, and they didn't call it on Ertz on the right. Devontae Smith touchdown.
Had no bearing Ridley. On the play, exactly. But the Eagles, it did.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. That referee crew, that was probably a top three all-time worst crew of a game that I've ever worked. They were that bad. They were awful. They should be ashamed of themselves. Mm. They can't find me, Mike.
Yeah, that's true. You are not an NFL. Well, don't you work for the Falcons? They can't get you surreptitiously, Carl?
I'm like a subcontractor.
Okay, back to you.
My salary's paid through somebody right, else. Right.
Cease and desist, Bo Morgan.
Well, they can't cease and desist us. Real quick, I know, Mike, you talked about NASCAR going to the Coliseum.
Yeah.
Well, the new schedule is completely out. And one of the things they're doing is NASCAR has been notorious for taking Mother's Day off and Easter Sunday off. Well, they're actually only having one off day the entire season this year, and part of it because of the NFL season being pushed back, so the Daytona 500's pushed back. But they are going back to Bristol for dirt racing. This year, they're doing Bristol at night on Easter Sunday.
Ooh.
So we know that I think the only thing that's on TV on Easter Sunday is normally the Ten Commandments on ABC.
Right.
But, yeah, man, no, man, this could be a good thing for NASCAR doing a dirt race like this at a track like Bristol on a holiday at night where maybe they'll get some extra eyes.
I think so. I think it's one of those things we just mentioned. If you didn't hear the Clear Our Throat, what Squid was referencing, they're going to race, as he's mentioned, L.A. Coliseum. When there was nobody back from COVID, they were one of the only things that was out there, Carl, was NASCAR racing, which kind of, you know, they really had the market to themselves. And I get it. I mean, you know, Easter Sunday, you go to church, you hang with the family, you cut a ham or a turkey, whatever you're doing. But, yeah, I mean, I don't think it's, pardon the pun, sacrilegious to have a race on Easter Sunday. But years ago, the France family always frowned on that and Mother's Day. Good, I mean, but there's only so many weeks you can squeeze in all these venues, so they kind of have to now, to Squid's point.
And also, what are people doing usually? I mean, you know, they right. for the most part, most people are at home. They're with families. They're finding things to do. If you've got this on or you're a fan or you got it on the background, I think it's actually a smart move by them. I do.
Oh, I love it. That's going to give me another reason to get home early. Hey, we got to go, babe. We got to leave our family. We got to go watch NASCAR.
Let's
sure, that'll
leave.
Go over real well.
Get it to go plate and let's go.
Yeah, that's going to go over well for me. But, hey, you know what? I'll test that water. Real quick, got a major announcement. You know, all these NIL deals are being signed. Well, Yeah Man No Man has signed its own deal. We have picked up a sponsor, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. Let's make more money, baby.
Yep. The Georgia Hemp Company will now be sponsoring Yeah Man, No Man, and we want to welcome them to the Squid Billy Nation.
The Georgia Hemp Company?
That's right.
All right. Hey, Squid. All right, all right, all right. I like it.
Mikey,
I
love it. Yeah Man, No Man is a trend-setting segment,
yes.
As is its main attraction, me, Chris. Hit the music.
Now, I think we just need Squid to put his money where his mouth is and embrace the product, Carl. Don't you
main,
think? Now,
main attraction.
I don't want to tie Squid in with that product that you know that the sponsor wouldn't be comfortable with. But in another unrelated story, don't you think some days Squid could take some of the edge off? You know what I'm talking about?
I do know what you're talking about, Mike. They have things for that. And
little
I think,
mood management sitting next to that lady at the Falcons game that had her Swisher Sweet going.
There's different strands of that calm you down. Hey, welcome aboard, though. We love new folks joining the program,
yeah,
Dukes and Bell. So thank you guys for supporting us. All right, coming up, we're talking dogs. What does Connor know about the quarterback situation from Dog Nation? We'll find out coming up.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.